Jennifer, thank you very much. 6:49 a.m., coldest week of winter so far. Last night, likely the coldest that we have seen, maybe will see all winter. It means that homeless shelters, warming centers, and drop-ins trying to squeeze in as many people as they can. Toronto artist Lee Romberg has found a unique way to help those organizations. He makes his living by painting murals on doors and garages around the city, then gives some of the money that he earns to local charities. He's with me now in studio. Lee, good morning.
Good morning.
How did you get started with this idea?
Well, I was, I guess like most of us, just angry at what was happening and seeing homelessness be prevalent in the city and not getting better anytime soon. It's just, it was in plain sight. I have a fashion background and in retail, and we used to donate clothing to shelters. So when I became an artist, I asked, like, how could I still give back that way? Because it's so close to my heart, just by way of just seeing the problem in the city. And then the idea came to me how, you know, it made so much sense just to do doors, the significance of a door being our, the entryway to our home and our comfort, happy place. But then the symbolism of a door as well, as a new opening, a new beginning. And how does that look in terms of homelessness, to conquer homelessness, like a new beginning for someone who might suffer from that, like, it, right?
And so, you, I mean, just take me sort of to the beginning here. You paint on doors and garages.
Mm-hmm.
What are you painting and who's hiring you to do that?
Sure. Well, I am an artist, right? So there's,
there's a process for that. Yeah, it's not just one mono color that you're putting on
Typically, no. There's a lot of preliminary to that. I love to ask questions to clients and really understand the surroundings of the of their space and what their inspirations are. And then my brain goes to work. It seems to be pretty good at solving or coming up with like something. I try to be spectacular. I try to create things that are spectacular and a little bit unusual. So there's, a, I guess, a hybridization there, a combo in the preparation of it. And basically, yeah, they commission me to start that, and then I'll do their door. Of course, walls too. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I did apply this the Painted Doors of Toronto thing to every mural for the moment because I just want it to spread. And I and if it's a case where someone doesn't want their door or doesn't have a garage door or whatever, maybe it's their kid's bedroom or their business, right?
There's lots of other canvases.
It will apply under the blanket of Painted Doors of Toronto.
And what is it? I mean, tell me maybe one of your most recent ones or one of your favorites. What does that mural actually look like?
Sure. Well, one of my favorites is I had a writer client, a couple. One was a writer and both were movie fans as I am. That's my old life in the film industry. And I still have a love of the movies. So I painted the typewriter from The Shining that Jack Nicholson famously puts all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy on, right? So I painted that on the garage along with the carpet motif, the iconic shining carpet in the hallway. That's one of my favorites. Recently, I did a dice doorway at a game shop in Bloor West. That was super fun. It's like an architectural arch door, all constructed of dice stone.
Oh, beautiful.
So there's a good example because it's in theme on theme with their what they do and what they sell, board games, Dungeon Warhammer, D&D and all that. And then it really pleased me to make this architectural kind of cool thing all of dice. I found that tantalizing.
Now, this is actually how you make a living. You're an artist, but this is how you make a living.
And
as all artists do. Yeah. Yep. You direct some of your earnings to charities. And tell me, you know, you don't necessarily need to tell me exactly which ones. You can, but what is the aim in order to support the homeless population in this city?
Well, it's the best I can do, and I'm giving 15% of my commissions to shelters. Good Shepherd Center, it's also dependent on the part of town that I'm working.
Okay.
So I try to target the shelter appropriately to the area that I'm painting.
Right.
Okay. So, and it's not always possible, but I've got in the East End, in the Beaches where I work sometimes, Good Shepherd Center, in the West, The Stop, which mm-hmm. is more of a food security, mm-hmm. Which qualifies because, I mean, it's all in the news right now on this freezing day too. Like, it's all so timely. So they get some if it's in, like St. Clair, West Side. Even in Etobicoke, Haven on the Queensway.
Yep.
So, I'm open to other ones too. I just try to keep it with where I'm painting.
Do your clients who are commissioning you to do murals know that some of the money they're paying, you're then passing on, that you're not, it's not just straight profit for you, you're passing
they,
on?
They, yeah, I do it. I e-transfer, like I go on their website and give the money,
yeah.
I'm not here to take advantage. It's just in some small way, mm-hmm. the best I can do to give back and to make this like a thing. I want it to be a win-win for all of us. So if you're, for example, like everyone's donated a sweater once in a while, right? Or maybe you don't have sweaters right now, mm-hmm. or coats. There's lots going on to help homelessness around the city, which is great. But this is a way where you can get something as well. And I want to just create beauty. That's my MO as an artist. I want beautiful, spectacular things that are unique, more of them in the world and in our immediate surroundings. And so if you're not able or don't have the time to, say, volunteer at a soup kitchen or to donate clothing or to do whatever, here's a way you can still contribute, mm-hmm. and also beautify your space. And again, we are so often in our workplace and or our homes, and I feel so passionately that should be maximized in terms of, a mural, mm-hmm. is a great way to just like give you pleasure and improve everything, mm-hmm. around. And for the people that, like in the case of a store or a restaurant or something, or a gym or a yoga studio, excuse me. It's inspiring. It can be, right? It's art.
Absolutely.
And there's so many things to do. That's what keeps me excited, meeting people and hearing about their life and then creating something awesome in their space. That's all I ask. Yeah.
Lee, I'm sure your murals have been inspiration to many, and I'm sure listening to you talking about what you're doing with some of your earnings and directing it towards charities that are helping out those who are homeless and less fortunate in our society is itself an inspiration. Thanks very much for coming in today.
My great pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, good to meet you.
Likewise.
That's Lee Romberg, who is an artist and a painter specializing in hand-painted murals and the founder of Painted Doors of Toronto.